Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Dublin City Council has confirmed it's going to close off public access to a laneway in Dublin's north inner city next month. This is due to antisocial behaviour, they say. And our reporter, Maura Fay, is here now. She's been looking at all of this. Maura, you're very welcome. Good to see you. So what laneway are we talking about? Explain to us firstly where it is.
So Claire, we're talking about Harbour Court Lane. It's a T-shaped laneway network that connects Lower Abbey Street, Marlborough Street and Eden Quay. Now last January, Dublin City Councillors in a majority decision voted to close off the laneway after numerous complaints that it was being used as a public bathroom and also as a place for drug use. I went there yesterday morning at 10 a.m. I did observe open drug dealing and open drug taking, and the smell on the laneway was pretty horrendous. It was a really overpowering smell.
We're talking just parallel to O'Connell Street then, just behind O'Connell Street, pretty much leading on to the Quays.
Yeah, that's okay, it exactly.
That's just so people can get a picture of where it is in their mind. So you were there yesterday morning and it wasn't a great experience. Is that fair to say?
It was very hard to breathe in the laneway. The smell was that bad. Mm-hmm. And then also this antisocial behaviour. I spoke to pedestrians in the area and I asked them if they'd feel safe using the laneway.
Not really. I don't find it safe, to be honest with you.
Why is that?
There's a lot of active addicts and all that use drugs down there, so I wouldn't tend to go down that way.
Do you think closing it off is going to help the situation?
I think so. Yeah, big time. Especially it'd be a lot safer because there'd just be a lot of accidents and all happening there, especially with young kids and all in the area, do you know what I mean?
What kind of accidents?
Like even with traffic and other like active addicts and stuff like that, even if kids were to run up the lane, you know, God forbid someone jumped out at them or something, you know, that kind of way. So it might help.
It's safe enough in the daytime, but the night time, I don't know too much about that now.
Would you walk down here at night?
Myself personally, yeah, but I wouldn't send people that I know walking through here because it wouldn't be safe.
Why is that?
There's always people selling crack here. You can't put it any other way. There's always people doing drugs, all sorts in this alleyway. But you get that all over town, so which gave me, it's unfortunate, but it's where this country's gotten to. Unless somebody, you know, decides to create actual change in this country, nothing is ever going to, you know, get better. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth, and the people are sad and upset. And you see it, it stems from, you know, deep-rooted issues in the country. But you see the way that it manifests in an unhealthy, a toxic way for Irish society. It creates this, you know, unhealthy culture. You know, classes just start to divide more and more. People stop understanding each other. To get me, but that's not really what you're asking about, is it?
It is, absolutely, because it's going to be closed off. So is that going to help fix that problem, do you think, of antisocial behaviour on this lane?
No. You can't close a lane and, you know, stop an issue at its core, to get me. It doesn't work that way. There's bigger issues in this country. We need to do you know something, yeah? There's more derelict properties in this country than there are homeless people, right? But it's the truth. The Irish government should be ashamed. There's more derelict properties in this country than there are homeless people. Statistically speaking, there's 14,000 homeless people in this country. 4,000 of those people are kids. Right? That's a shocking statistic. Absolutely shocking. And that's the reported people. Do you know how many people that aren't on the census? Walk around this country, you can't go anywhere around the city centre without seeing people homeless. Right? And when you're homeless for so long, people end up doing drugs. And it's unfortunate, but it is the reality of the situation. If you were on the streets for 10 years, you had nowhere to go, and you were in the cold, in the winter, you'd end up smoking crack too. Do you get me? It's just the way it is. We have to face these issues at the bottom line, right? We don't have an immigration crisis, we have a housing crisis. The people are in pain, the people are struggling. We need to address that, not some alleyway.
God, he's a very engaged young man, isn't he?
Yeah, lovely chap on his way to work.
So. Yeah, he thought very deeply about the issues at play. Now, this lane, it is open to pedestrians at the moment, Maura, isn't it? When will it be closed off?
So Dublin City Council have said the City Council are liaising closely with Dublin Town and local businesses in relation to this. The current position is that enabling works have been carried out at Harbour Court and the gates have been manufactured. It's expected that the gates will be in position and operational by the end of next month, which is September. One of the councillors to object to the lane closure is the Green Party's Janet Horner. I asked her how she'd like the antisocial behaviours associated with Harbour Court dealt with.
Well, I think things like dumping, things like open drug consumption, things like toilets, using laneways as toilets, those things are unlikely to be resolved just by shutting off the laneway. Like, ultimately, if we want to solve the issues of people going to the toilet on our public streets, we need to provide proper public toilets, and we need to provide public toilets for people in all sets of circumstances, not just shoppers or theatre goers or whatever else it might be, but for people who are living their lives on the streets. They need to have somewhere that they can go for proper sanitation. For drug consumption in the open, Dublin has a massive issue with addiction, with drug dependency in all kinds of different ways. And we need to be serious about tackling that in the way that it is impacting on people's lives. Providing safe spaces for drug consumption is one thing that is working effectively in other cities that I think we need to be pushing. We are pushing ahead with, and we need to be supporting moving in that direction for the city as a whole, and getting serious about tackling the root causes that are dealing with addiction and that are causing addiction in our city as well.
Why is it now suddenly becoming an issue in 2024 where we want to close off this space? Is it that just the level of antisocial behaviour in the area has increased? Do you think it's something to do with the riots from last year? Just where is the drive for this space to be shut down or something to be radical done with it coming from?
Yeah, so this would have been initiated before the riots would have started. So the council will say that they've been dealing with the businesses and trying different approaches over the last few years, and that this is a sort of last available option to them. I feel like, you know, for example, there was a strategy, the Dublin One Reimagined strategy, that contained a lot of ideas for the laneways of Dublin, written in 2018. Nothing was really done on that strategy. And then we come forward with this proposal to shut it down. So if we are going to write strategies for reanimating our laneways and reimagining them, and then we don't do anything with it, and then the council moved to shut it down, I find that like unsatisfactory. I think we should be trying to save our laneways. We should be trying to reimagine them. If that all fails, and if we are seen to be doing concerted efforts to save and reimagine our laneways, and if at that point it has failed, I can understand the council moving to shut it down. I don't feel we have tried enough. I don't think we have given enough energy to alternatives.
Now, that's Janet Horner. And I know you wanted to find out how local business owners felt about all of this. How did you get on when you went out to talk to them?
I went into several of them yesterday, and they either respectfully declined to talk to me or said there wasn't someone available to speak to me. One person I spoke to said he didn't want to be recorded for fear of reprisals on his business for speaking out publicly, but he said that open drug dealing on the lane was bland stuff compared to other things that happened there. And he knows that closing off the laneway to public access is not the perfect solution, but it's the only solution on the table at the minute.
Right. Now, we heard Janet Horner saying this reimagining Dublin One laneway strategy. She said that was developed back in 2018. So where is the implementation of that strategy at?
So this strategy devised looked at a number of lanes in the Dublin One area and how they could be revitalised. The strategy didn't include Harbour Court Lane, but it included 18 other lanes in the north inner city, like Talbot Lane and Jervis Lane Upper. My understanding is that COVID did hold things up in the strategy, but the council did say earlier this year that they're committed to reinvigorating or restarting work on the Reimagining Dublin One project. Now, the strategy itself was completed by Sean Harrington of Sean Harrington Architects. I met with him yesterday, and he's extremely keen for these laneways to be brought back into use. He told me a good example of a Dublin laneway working well is the Millennium Walkway, which is also located in the north inner city.
So the Millennium Walkway goes from the Millennium Bridge to the Jervis Street Shopping Centre and to the Lewis Line. And that's a laneway. And there's no traffic on it, vehicular traffic, that is. So it's pedestrianised. It's fairly narrow. But the reason it works is because there's a magnet at both ends. So in other words, people walk through it, there's footfall. Because there's footfall, that means there's commercial opportunities at ground floor for cafes, restaurants, and so on. And that gives you more footfall on the ground floor, and footfall makes places safe. The second thing that's really interesting about that, and a great example, is that people live on it. And it's one of the few laneways in the north inner city where people live. So on the upper floors of nearly all the buildings, there are apartments. which are well maintained, well managed. All the windows look out onto the public realm, which means that there's 24-hour surveillance and 24-hour activity all the time. There are also our offices looking onto it too, which gives you a lot more daytime activity, which is very positive, particularly when people weren't working at home as much as they are now. So when you have footfall, when you have a destination at both ends of a laneway, and when you have 24-hour passive surveillance, in other words, people living there, then you've got all the ingredients to make a laneway successful. So if you look at Dublin, one of the things that's really interesting about North Inner City Dublin is how few people actually live in it compared to the equivalent area of almost any other European city. So for instance, the area we looked at when we were doing the laneway study, we estimated that there were 3,000 people living in that area. The equivalent in Hamburg of exactly the same kind of area would be 8,000 to 10,000. So you can see that we've got a housing crisis. We've got people crying out to live in really good apartments and really good inner city locations. And these are the most amazing development opportunities for the city, for people to live at upper floor levels and at ground floor levels, to have all kinds of commercial opportunities, or even, frankly, tidied up places where bins can be stored. So in other words, there are many, many ways in which this can be resolved.
All right, that's Sean Harrington, who says part of the solution is bringing people back into the city, that would solve some of the problems. Maybe not in time for Harbour Court Lane. You said it's the end of next month.
Yes, the end of September, yeah.
All right, Maura, thank you very much.